For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth, the grass and its flower falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. I saw come on the screen the other night an old movie, and a star that later on in life became a Christian. She's dead now. And I had the privilege of speaking to the Hollywood Christian group in years gone by, and she attended, and she was getting old at that time. And I looked at her, all that beauty that brought her a fortune and fame at one time, all of that's passing away. God says the rich man will fade away in his way. All of her riches, all of that's gone today. She's been buried. Oh, my friend, rejoice today. Because you have a Savior that was not going to just save you for heaven. That's good enough for me, but my, He's going to help you today. And that is something all of us need. I have likened this to a university. James is very much like Proverbs, and Proverbs very much like James when he made the statement, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That means undecided man. It means a man that can't make up his mind. Well, we said when we began the book of Proverbs that it was like a young man getting ready to enter school, and he gets a catalog from the different universities, and one comes from the University of Wisdom. Well, here again, we have a school, and it's called here the School of Hard Knocks, and it's the university that most of us are in today. And God wants to bring those that are His own into full-grown Christians. And He has a great deal of tests to go through, certain entrance examinations, because God tests all of His children, see whether they're genuine, whether it's reality. He wants to weed out the counterfeit, the phony, the pseudo-saint. And then He wants to give assurance to the child of God. Now, trials are actually not a proof that you're not a child of God, but they are proof positive of your faith. Believe me, if you're not having a little trouble today, why, I'd question your salvation. If you're having trouble, then that's a good test. And He says that you can know, you remember, and I want to emphasize that again, knowing this, that the testing of your faith. Now, God will test it in many different ways. And He does it in order, we're told here, that the testing of your faith will work patience in your life. In other words, God has a goal to be worked out. And that goal that's mentioned here, there are many others, is patience in your life. He not only wants to give you proof that you're a genuine child of His, but He also wants to produce patience in our lives. And there's been so much written on this particular subject, by the way. Old William Penn is the one that the state of Pennsylvania gets its name from. He made this statement, no pain, no palm, no thorn, no throne, no gall, no glory, no cross, no crown. And an anonymous writer said this, if all were easy, if all were bright, where would the cross be? Where would the fight? But in the hard place, God gives to you chances for proving what He can do. And that's been put in many different ways. Someone else put it like this. If I must carry a burden, Christ will carry me. Sometimes we must be laid low before we'll look high. In ourselves we are weak, even where we are strong. In Christ we are strong, even where we are weak. It's not how long you'll live, but how you're going to live. That's the important thing. A great many people therefore wonder, why in the world must I endure this? I got a letter several years ago from a man down in Long Beach, California. And this is what he wrote. He said, I have a wife who's been sick for the past 20 years. and has been paralyzed for the last 10 years with Parkinson's disease. There's no hope of her ever leaving the hospital. How can a loving father make a person suffer and linger as she has? And I know that she loves the Lord. Now, this man was genuinely concerned, by the way, and he didn't have any answer for his problem. You can be sure of that. But the interesting thing is, I didn't either. I couldn't tell him why, but I could say this, that there was a purpose in it, and that God was working out something in her life.